Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
Today is verse 91. Nija kundat tati kunja gunjat brahmara sankule Devi tvam kachapi shiksham kada mam kada krai shasi. O Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake? Oh, Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake?
Yeah, again.
Oh, Devi, when will you teach me how to play the kachapi, a kind of veena, in a groove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake?
Humming bees is a Krishna. This you understand. This bee is nothing else than Krishna. But when Krishna is coming, because of his naughtiness, he is humming. See, show that he is coming. This humming bee, Radhika is looking, my Krishna is coming. And there is the one instrument, Radhika knows all instruments to play very nicely in this place. So Radhika play in that way also. Then the Manjari is telling, you have to teach me what lyrics to play in this style. You and this humming bees, how they are sharing and dancing, you have to teach this raga. Understand? And Krishna, naughtiness, when he comes, sometimes he takes a sari of some gopis, sometimes he do this, sometimes he touches some gopis, means he is humming. When he moves, humming, some naughtiness is there. So this hummingness, in this circumstances, what instrument and what sweet mellow has to play that it become more beautiful. But you have to teach me this. That way. Yeah.
Oh, Devi.
Oh, Devi. Oh, Radhike.
When will you teach me how to play kachapi?
You have to feel this like a guitar kachapi.
Yes.
When you will teach me to play kachapi? Because you are so close, you can say, when you will teach me?
Yes, when?
When?
No.
Yeah. I want to learn now. You no want to teach me. When you will teach me? When humming bee will come, that time I have to play to make you feel that this humming, this time he is dancing with his music lyric. The bee is doing this. his leader come with his dancing wolf.
Yeah.
At that time, you are waiting for this hummingbee. When he will come and come near to me, and we are enjoying the naughty wee play with all gopis, then slowly he comes to you. He goes in this flower, that flower, that flower. This is the nature of the bee. Then he comes to your flower, means to you. And this time he is dancing many places. Then he comes to you. In this period, what lyrics will you be beautiful? Can you teach me?
To make him fix on this flower only.
Only this flower. Not go in other no. flower. But his naughtiness, his nature is to go many flowers.
Teacher.
This is the Krishna. Where you will know Krishna more than Radhika? This is Radhika Krishna. She knows this bee. The nature of the bee is only want honey. And where he get honey, he go there. But I will fix him that he straight come to you with my lyrics and instruments.
Jai!
In this verse, a vision is described of Swamini teaching the Veena. Oh Devi, when will you teach me how to play Veena in a groove on the bank of your kunda? Just like Rasika poetry, Veena playing is also required while serving the divine couple. Tulasi thinks, I want to become expert in anything connected with the devotional service.
Yeah, this is the beauty. This is also devotional service. Why? Devotion? Because I am your servant. And my devotion is this, that I can bring this bee to you only.
Yes.
This is my devotional service. This naughty bee cannot go to other flower to
no.
get honey. I will bring with the instrument and play that the only straight come to you.
No. Yes.
This is my devotion oh. for you. And this is my service to
ja.
You. So beautiful.
Wow.
All philosophy is there in this learning and this devotion. There you will get it on this Vrindavan. And this devotion when life enter in this devotion, other philosophy is nothing for us.
It's bye-bye.
Tulasi thinks, I want to become expert in anything connected with devotional service.
Wow.
It is also Swamini's desire. Let my Kinkari become expert in her service.
And the Swamini desire, you become more expert than me. I want to give you so much intelligence here inside. What I feel, I think you understand.
Yeah.
I want to become so connected to you that I don't need to say, only I feel and you understand. I feel to drink water and you understand that I am looking for the water and you bring for me. I am thinking for Krishna to meet and you understand and you will do for that. That when you see the hummingbees are coming, then you know that he will sit on other flower, with other gopi he will go, but you play the instrument to bring him direct to me. What a beautiful, you have a devotion for some. This is beautiful. the bee nature to go and sit in the any flower. Why? Because these all are gopis. But when the music is there, near to the flower, this bee will come to that flower. So they want to learn this lyrics, that I can attract this Krishna to be one temple.
It's also Swamini's desire. Let my Kinkari become expert in her service. To the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudeva has submitted me.
Ah. What mercy I got by my Gurudev? Gurudev gave me an her lotus feet, that now other thing what you will do is not easy to read. You want Krishna, first I say about Krishna. But Krishna is a goal, is not a subject. If you stay with the subject, goal is always there. There are two things, one is subject, one is the goal.
Ashraya and
Vishaya. Ashraya and Vishaya. When you are in the circle, the ashraya, then Vishaya is there. Like you sit in the flight, you took the ashraya of the flight. Shelter of the flight. What is your Vishaya? To reach to Vrindavan or Matildi. You sit in the seat and you wait 6 hours, 20 minutes, till this flight cross this time, then I will check where I am. Then you see, oh, not the Delhi airport. So you took the ashraya of the flight, Vishaya is there. And you, what is our nature? We took the ashraya, and we want to jump out from the ashram. Oh, this is not convenient. Maybe it will not reach very fast. Maybe I will, other flight is going, I will go there. Then you are not here nor there anyway. So ashram can bring you to the Vishaya, to the goal. Never leave yourself. Guru ashram, Guru show you. If the ashraya, your Vishaya is there, where you are searching, you search where you will find him. But ashraya will, he will also will come to the ashraya, your ashraya.
But what is, for example, when a sometimes it doubts in the process or what is the best way to act? What
should
you do?
Doubt means no faith.
Yes.
The time of the doubt is the hopeless time. The period of doubt is the hopeless. You have no hope other places. The moment you doubt, you become hopeless.
What to do?
Weakness is this. So much material influence is there, so doubts are coming. My, what is missing? My spiritual bhajan is missing. My spiritual association is missing. So its material effect is so powerful that I have no faith, no doubts are coming. These are the brother and sister of different material first. They are living in the doubts, they are creating to the doubts. am influenced with material circumstances. Faith makes you hope. Hope makes you to love. Love makes you to bring to the God. This is the ashray. Love is the ashray. And God is the vision. And what is to practice? Faith is to practice, to become hopeful. You see, 99% you will see the person hopeless. All who is not in the ashram, you will see they are hopeless. Hopeless. They have no hope in the life for anything.
And when I have doubts, should I come just to you, or should I?
Doubt means what doubt is there? Any. Doubt is for the Guru, means we have to clear it up. And in the discussion, everything becomes clear. Why not? He is like my friend. Guru is a word for the real friendship, real like a mother, real like a lover, is a practice to develop in our life. It's a divine relation. If I have any problem, where I will go? And immediately to clear, because we have to be in the faith. We know who need to lose the faith, then influence bad, negative power will influence you. Guru said,
to the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudev has submitted me.
How I got the lotus feet of the
Swami.
Mistress, Swami? How this happened? Bhagavad Gita Krishna is telling, first, desam satat yuktanam. First you have to do this sadhana satat yukta. Bhajitāma Priti Purvaka. Then you have to chant Priti Purvaka. Then Krishna says, Dadati Buddhi Yogam. Then I give Buddhi Yoga. And Gurudev, without this, he submit me there. I have no bhajan, sadha, no nishtha, no any realization from bhajan. I have no love inside my heart. And he gave me special knowledge that you take shelter of Radhika.
No.
This is not a great mercy in my life. This practice, then you go to the Radhika's lotus feet, and you straight went by His kripa, by His mercy. He said, no, no. You go and then everything you will know. If not, then Bhagavad Gita is telling you have to practice dharma. But Krishna in Bhagavad Gita telling sarv dharmana pratyajya. And leave all religious activity. It's all confusing. Mam ekam, my one, take the shelter. All will come to you automatically. Radhika, Sartre, everything is getting. If you doubt in Guru, you will not faith in Radhika. You will lose this faith. Like, I go to Croatia and introduce me something. And then I doubt that introduction. It means I know faith you. So
So all both is finished. No faith means I have no faith in your introduction also. So all become zero. My condition becomes zero. This negative vibration starts increasing and my positive vibration starts covering.
So, what do we...
To the lotus feet of such a merciful mistress, my Gurudeva has submitted me. He has shown me that the greatest thing in life is a Swamini's service and Swamini's maid servanthood.
Yes, greatest thing in the life. When you believe this, like a mother said to you, that is your father. You was baby, you accept or not? Like that you accept it. But mother knows that honestly this is not your father. Only introduce that this is father. After 20 years, mother said that no, sorry, he is not your father. Father is another, this man is your father, but I hide from the people. What will happen? Like your nervous breakdown. But this way is a, means all hope will become breakdown. Like this, mother introduced me this father and I believe this is my father. But she knows who is my father. So that way, the faith works in life. If he will introduce, my Gurudev introduced me, I was unqualified, you are more better. I was so useless person. He introduced me and from the moment he introduced, I never doubt in this. And everything starts coming in my life positive. Because of this faith that she is my family and this is my goal. And all become favorable in my life. But this, any moment, I no change my faith even in Krishna than Swami. Only my Swami. Krishna is there as a friend of my Swami. If he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very good. My Swami friend is there. If he is a cowboy, okay, this is the friend of Swami, she likes this black guy. What we can do? He is not God, okay, because this is a Swami lover. I have no business what he is. Only this is the point that he is lover. My Swami is lover of this guy.
This guy?
What is it? In American word, I say,
no.
Tamil.
He has shown me that the greatest thing in life is a Swamini's service.
This is the greatest thing in the life. Then after many, many lives, please, many, many lives, it comes clear in our life. And many, many years practicing, nobody understands this fact. And he gives mercy straight without philosophy and no way. Straight, look, take the shelter of Swami, you will know automatically everything. A to Z, you will know more than philosophy. Only you believe this and try to know about your Swami, you will know A to Z about his lover. Who can know better than the beloved of his lover? Anyone can say more? If you have one lover, you know better than the books. Book cannot say more details than you. Maybe you don't know where is the black spot. Books cannot explain, but you can say eyes in the thigh he has a black spot. Manavan, what you say?
Mark.
And this is there in private part. Why? Because she knows all private part and open part, but we don't know. Books cannot explain that. Right or not?
So I'm not interested about his guy and his 64 characteristics.
It's a bonus to know that. All characteristics. You have to say that all characteristics come because of my Swami. All his character because of my Swami. He gives so much love that he becomes qualified to get it. He becomes supreme after love of the Radhika. Before he was Narayan, he has so many characteristics. Who says that he is a supreme? When he becomes supreme, then he becomes Brajendranandan. Because of the love of my Swami, he is a very high position. He got very high position. All qualities come inside him because of my Swami. This is the fact. Reality. He is a beggar, you see. He is begging. He says, I am a beggar, you give me. Vrindavan, who is the king? A queen. There is no king. Cowboys are there. Krishna is cowboy and Radhika is the queen of Vrindavan. She is the queen. One time, Radhika and gopis and manjaris are taking flowers in Kusum Sarovar. And Krishna comes there and he starts putting his stick and, who is here? Who is here? I am the gardener. Who wants to steal my flowers in my garden? Then Lalita says, who are you? I am the gardener. Oh. Gardener of this garden, right? Who is the boss of this garden? I'm the gardener. And who is the boss? The boss? Boss is, I'm not boss. I'm only gardener. He said, my Swami is the boss. Not only your garden. For Vrindavan, she is the boss. She is the queen of Vrindavan. They can be a gardener to take care of the flower of the Swami garden. This is his job. No more than that. Why are you wasting time with them? Take the shelter of Radhika, you will know all A to Z. And you agree that I am a gardener and she is queen of this garden.
she agree, he'll see the picture. If he not agree, then he will be a boss. But only by mistake, my Swami fall in love with this black guy. So he's mad. She become mad.
So we need to tolerate him.
So we tolerate him. Because of this, we tolerate everything of him.
Oh,
where you are, my dear? Oh, Moscow, my dear. Oh, very good. Yahoo, Moscow. Yeah. Very good. We are in the class, very good. Missing you very much. Everyone missing. Without Caesar, how we will survive? How you know this number, my dear? How you know my new number? This is now, this is, I took the last my seat. So I have a two phone now. This is zero money, any? Okay, good. Oh, very good. Then everything is working. Thank you. Take care. Radhe, Radhe. You see?
He's just so missing you.
Huh?
She's so missing.
We are also. Yeah.
She has shown me that the greatest thing in life is Swamini's service and Swamini's maid servanthood.
Oh.
How I'm wasting my life if I'm callous and indifferent towards the lotus feet of such a mistress, who personally teaches her maidservants how to serve her.
What about if one person is introducing, maybe his name is Guru, he don't teach me. But he introduced to the highest place, that is Swami, and she is teaching now.
Amazing.
Why I will bother for the servant of her? Guru is only servant. Is one of the small maid servants. When she is ready to teach her directly, why to not to appreciate this, that you bring me so nice place. I'm thankful for you. If you not teach nothing, but you bring me there where I cannot try myself and nobody can help me to bring me to come here. And by your grace, I got it this. So I thank you, and I cannot forget you of this. Then I feel the importance of this introduction. What he is doing? He is only introductory person. I have developed relation with her, Swami. And when I will get this and I will realize this other than difference, I will see the thing, then I will be thankful to this introductory person who introduced me for that and who opened my vision to understand this. Or not? 100% I will be thankful to this person. He's a crazy, he's a bogus, he's nonsense. But after that, for me, you are everything. Because you show me this way. Right or not?
We see Swamini, the Guru first. And then we want to know from where is this love coming.
Yeah, both parts. if I no see in Guru, but I can see in Swami, and when I will get it, Swami must be, and he start teaching me, because I am near to her. Then I will think, who bring me near to her? I will go to thank him. I cannot forget him. He is so kind that he bring me straight where I cannot go possible for me alone to come. Right or not? They are all confusing me. They show the different way we are never reaching to Swami. And if you reach to the one person who is in love with someone, you are close to that man or not? Because he has to come to this beloved, and when he is coming, you can watch him or not. And when you will watch, you will know him or not. If you don't take the shelter of birth, you have to search independently in many places, but you will never find him. But without doing nothing, you sit and watch and clean the with the broom, the room, and mop the with the duster, the chairs and things, and he will come. He say, "Where is your son? Can you call him?" He say, "Who are you?" "I am a Krishna. I don't know you. I never know about you something, because we nobody say about you." He said, "No, I am a friend of your son." "Oh, then you see. Then you say to sit here, because you have no knowledge about him." And when you exchange and you see it, you will see or not. That my Swami is exchanging love, talking lovely, giving to eat something, caring very nicely, you will care again or not? And always you are in the gate to open the door. So he will request you or not. You will say, "Sorry, now she is in bath, I close door." Then say, "Please, please, please, open, open. I will wait outside, but you please open, it is too hot outside." He said, "No, no, no, you have to sit outside." When you will see that he is a friend of Swami, then it's okay, come and sit. So, without doing nothing, you start doing everything. You know the all details and he starts requesting you, because you are the Swami's servant. He has to meet with his lover, her lover, his lover, Swami. Without your requesting, it is not easy to meet. Life becomes more easy. All difficulties go like this.
How I'm wasting my life if I'm careless and indifferent towards the lotus feet of such a mistress who personally teaches her maidservants how to serve her.
Personality. My introduction, one person introduced me to someone, and he not careful and nice, but she personally teach me. If I don't know, she will teach me directly.
John.
My God, who can do this? Then when she will personally teach me, then you will be thankful to that only for but that you are a hopeless man, but you introduced me rightly. Karma. Then your doubt will be go, my dear, because nobody can do this. Even introduction is not an easy thing for them, because they have no idea about that.
Mm-hmm.
all they will introduce you to Krishna because he is almighty. But he is not introducing to the Krishna, he is introducing to the simple
mistress.
Mistress. But what is the beauty of this mistress? She is the Madanakka Bhav, Mahabhav. She has the love. You see, the full of love. She moves in love, she talks with love. Her behavior is mild is love. And this love, this almighty one, savior wants to get it. And he is mad with this love. He don't want to see other things. Only she can do, he can do anything to get the love of Mahabhava. And I am a maid servant, somebody introduced to become maid servant. I am not fortunate. Nobody keeps someone without introduction of someone, then they say, okay, I will give some job. You have to introduce them in faith that I can keep this one. It depends upon the person to person how much he is sincere and honest in his and her service. Here we have to do myself. Philosophy we have to listen and go on. Here we have to effort myself. This is the spiritual way. Religious way, only listening and we are searching my way. Yes, no. One way is that you have to afford yourself to get it.
Even now, I could not recognize myself as a Radha's Dasi.
I am not recognizing. I have no qualification to understand it. After that, somebody introduced me. How they introduced? Without my identification, I am in material identification. After that, she, my Gurudev, she introduced me to Radhika. And she also accepted me because Gurudev said that somebody introduced me. And he is not qualified, you accept, okay, I will try with you. My God! You keep like this servant or not? Okay, I will try. I recommend one person to Mahabhav. He is not qualified, I know. But because I introduced, he said, okay, I will try with you. I know this is not qualified person. But I think that he will get the job, maybe he will change. I know this. But I introduce and he see one time and say, okay, I will keep it. Now he has to prove that really he is qualified or not. My job is finished. And her job is that she will keep or not. Maybe Swamini will keep me again in service, continue my service, or she will now go. Bye-bye, you are not qualified, you don't want to effort. If he steals something there, then she will blame me. That which type of person you give, so he is still in my house. But if he is not qualified to do something, she will not say to me, this is individual capacity of person, that he is not very devoted and he is not honest in his service. The who introduced he is not bothering. only my business to introduce and my business is over. And she accepts, that is the great mercy of Swami. She gives chance to me without knowing background of me. This is happening, this is this. Now only individually there is two. One is him, this man or maid servant, and the boss manager who is the managing there, they have to be in training. Then she will say, okay, I will keep you. Continue on. Like a Swami is okay. Lalita accept you, Rupa Manjari accept you, okay, I will keep you. Slowly you will understand. I will teach you. And if she does not want to learn what others can, this is that. She is ready to teach.
Personally.
Maybe who introduced, he is not teachful. He don't understand full, but she is ready to teach. What you want more? Krishna has no time to teaching anything. He judge only by every your state. But she never judge. Mother Nature not to judge. This is motherly nature.
Even now, I could not recognize myself as Radha's Dasi, but I remain immersed in a false, temporary bodily consciousness.
Yeah.
And
why
it's
not
expensive.
I recognize that I am a servant because my bodily consciousness is very heavy. This is the nature of material consciousness. Involve you to be there. And don't think more than that. So my son and my daughter and my this and my this and my this and my this. My home and my house and my flat and my land.
My bicycle.
My car and my body and my relation with my body.
So deep.
This big circle is a Maya circle.
Yes.
Mahamaya. Maya and Mahamaya. We are influenced with Maya and Shiva is influenced with Mahamaya. After that, Mahamaya is sitting in the lap of Shiva, but he is in meditation.
Mm.
This Mahamaya, small maya we have, that we are so much involved. But devotion is showing that even maya, mahamaya is sitting in my lap. But my meditation never diverts from the world. We have to perfume.
Ruja.
Put AC on there. It's too heavy. Open this fan. Open first. Open.
This now.
No, you open not that switch. There is a corner down. No, you have to switch on down.
Now it's on. Now it's on.
Now it's on.
Good.
This will shut up. Oh, it's spread there.
in the air condition.
So that's why we cannot recognize ourselves as Radha Dasi, because of bodily expansions.
Because my Swarup not is there. We come in bodily consciousness. And I cannot stay in myself, in my inner identification, in my spiritual body. We come like to come in material body because we don't want to lose anything. But this divine body, you not lose anything. Divine body become chhatrahi, is like umbrella to the material things also. I remember the day I was standing outside in the front of Radha Mohan at the aarti time, because I am doing every aarti. Every aarti I was reviewing and doing. 10 minutes before I was going every time in aarti. Then aarti time, when aarti start, I am singing. And singing and thinking for toilet.
To make toilet.
Singing and thinking for how to make the toilet. Then Radha Mohan said to me, "You were just foolish. What you're thinking in my front to the toilet? You think for me. And without doing nothing, everything will start happening. Why you bother? Why you put your energy for the toilet, thinking in my presence? Okay, you are doing for me, but it's not that you put your energy in my front to other things." From that moment, many things is happening ups and down. I never bother. Last year many things happened again to me. I never bother. I feel this is mercy, that now my time 100% to give first my Swami. I am foolish that I am traveling and thinking to help others. First I have to help myself, to take the shelter of my Swamini. Now my time comes to only to live in the Swamini lotus feet. And you see, what never happened materially, what happened when I am not traveling?
Yes.
When I am traveling, I cannot do anything, but never travel, everything is not happening. I surprised how things is happen and done in short days. This is mercy. No mercy? When we will believe and do this, everything will happen better than I want to do anything. Because who I am to do? She is doer and she wants, then everything will be so smooth you cannot imagine. This happened in the life. This faith is important, and believe and think for her is important, that I am your man. Jingling bells, you leave me, but I will not leave you. I will think that you reject me, but I cannot do that.
So nice jingling.
I cannot reject you. how I will reject. You are my teacher. You will give love. By your touch, I get the love. By your mercy, give love to me. But I am jingling bell. My nature is still like that, to jingle in material and in spiritual world. Sometime here and there, nature is not going even.
So even now I could not recognize myself as a Radha Dasi, but I remain immersed in a false temporary bodily consciousness and its expansions.
This is jingling. This is jingling. This is jingling.
I could still not take Sri Radha's lotus feet in my heart or to my chest to massage them. An aspirant becomes ashamed when he realizes his own unfortunate condition after hearing and chanting about the activities and teachings of the acharyas.
We feel that we are, by my mistake, I cannot do.
Yes.
And this realization coming by bhajan, to feel where is the mistake and how to improve it. If my mistake, I will not improve, who will help me? It was my mistake that I am traveling whole world. For what? For my false ego. What is my false ego? To become guru, a very VIP. I start checking my Facebook, how many people are watching that? Really, honest? Is it false ego or not? Is it false ego or not? I'm looking. Then I think this is my false ego is growing with this. She slapped me. 1, 2, 3. Because she loves me. And she loves me. And I am very, very, very thankful for those people who slapped me. Through her mercy, I feel this mercy of my Swami. That is foolish. What you are doing, you are not going to get anything. You know, see, big, big gurus, they do. But after that, what happened? Why you do that job? You only think for me, you know, waste your life. You are an old man, you will die soon. So why not you use your time for me? Only think that I am your Radha, your Swami servant. Think and live in this consciousness. Death is the only fix, and why to waste the time for anything? My God, go to one life.
So an aspirant becomes ashamed when he realizes his own unfortunate condition after hearing and chanting about the activities and the teachings.
By hearing and chanting make her to check my activities, not other activities. My activities I can assess. This is for hearing and chanting. I have to hear. Hearing for me, chanting for me, because I am doing this, I will do more deep, I will start realizing my mistakes and I will improve very nicely.
In chanting about activities and the teachings of the acharyas, Goswamis, Srila Dasa Goswami, who became intoxicated by drinking the honey that trickles from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet and thus gave up his wife that was as beautiful as an angel, and his wealth that equaled that of Indra, the king of heaven, as if they were stooled to become poorer than a beggar, wrote in his book Mukta Charitra, I worship the full moon that rose in the sky of Mother Sachi's womb to brighten up the world with the nectar of his own devotion. What kind of people of this age are we? Srimad Mahaprabhu showed us the path of bhajan, of taste, of constant attraction, the path of natural mindness, experience of rasa, love, and the pinnacle of bliss. This is not the path of fear, reverence, or obstacles. Without experiencing transcendental Bhagavat rasa, one naturally starts to engage in worldly activities, and attachment and constant attraction to Krishna will not arise. This natural experience of rasa is infused in the worship revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Vraja Gopikas naturally bathed in the powerful flood of attachment to Krishna, all the obstacles on their way to meeting him made their attachment to him even more powerful and infused that natural love for Krishna in them. And Srimad Mahaprabhu has brought the worship in the mood of manjaris, the maidservants who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Radha, who is herself the crown jewel of all these gopikas.
Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe.
Jingling. We will wear this, then all will become what?
Beautiful music.
It will become music. Out and in. She will feel, I will feel, belt will feel, and others will feel. All will feel. The sound will not stop for other things. The vibration will change. Jingling.
Stop.